بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون صدق الله العلي العظيم. Continue with our sabak, how to attain a perfect namaz, how to correct our salah. And as we have learned, the four important points before we start the first sabak, that the first important thing we should realize, the importance of salah. How important salah is. Salah is so important that all other commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was sent down by Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. But salah, Allah ta'ala summoned Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam special, and a very, very special invitation was given to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was taken for Miraj, and in order to undertake this very special journey, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to go through a heart transplant. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam cut open the heart at Kaaba Sharif, filled it with nur, wisdom, etc. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went for this very great journey and then reached a point where even Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam couldn't go further. Only Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam alone was allowed to go beyond that point to Sidratul Muntaha, and in a very close proximity and closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala, when you go and visit great people, they give you gifts. Allah ta'ala gave this gift not only to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but said, take this to your ummah. So if we also want to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ulama have mentioned, it's not a hadith, but it's a reality. Al-miraju, as-salatu mi'rajul mu'min. That if a person also wants to reach the arsh of Allah, get close to Allah, then learn how to perform salah. Correct your salah. Perform salah like Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the salah is a very, very great gift of Allah. So the importance of namaz we have to learn. For this we need to read the kitab of Fazail over and over. And as Hazrat says, not just customary, but with concentration. Even if it is 2 minutes, 3 minutes at home in the masjid, let us have talim in the masjid, sit for talim, make talim at home also, and realize these important aspects. The second thing we learn with regard to salah, that the salah, after we realize that it has been made first by the arsh of Allah, then how important the salah is. The salah is a great ni'mat of Allah. It's not a burden that I'm busy in my work, now I have to leave everything, I got other important meetings, now I have to go for namaz. When you don't know what a great blessing it is, then you'll think like that. But when you know how valuable salah is, what a great blessing, that all the other creations, ibadah, that they are busy with individually, some in qiyam, some in ruku, some in sujood, some in tasbih, malaika, etc. You are given in 2 minutes the combination of all the creations, salah. And all other ibadahs put together is all found in salah. So what a great gift Allah Ta'ala has given us. A person should never ever think that this is a burden. Or just for a moment think, hey, now it's difficult, I must go for my salah. Just think, what a great ni'mat of Allah. All the other things will be set aside. You can be doing a 10 million rand deal also. You'll realize, what is that? Yeah, I'm going for success. This is where my success is. And that is really our success of deen, dunya and akhirat. So we should realize this. Then the third thing, when a person realizes these two important things, now when you come for salah, perform salah with devotion, with concentration. And concentration and devotion is not something that is beyond any person. It is within each one's ability. That so beautifully and easy Shah Ahmad Shaheed Rahmatullah Alayhi has mentioned that in every posture of namaz, even for 1 moment, 1 second, you realize I'm standing in front of Allah, that is concentration. But that is just a pass mark. That is, your namaz won't be a means of a curse against you. As it comes that some people, Allah save me, all of us, that their namaz, it curses them. That you send me up like a dirty rag to Allah, Allah doesn't need that. So just to get a pass mark, just concentrate even for 1 moment in any in every posture, I'm in front of Allah. And Allahu Akbar. Shaykhul Islam Hazrat Maulana Madani Rahmatullah Alayhi made it even more easier, that in your whole namaz, even one time you realize I'm in front of Allah Ta'ala, that namaz will be a past namaz. Because our minds are flirting all over the show. And to get our minds into concentration, as we learned in and we learned already over and over, but this point is very important to be repeated. We have to do a course of zikrullah. Learn how to control the mind, bring the mind under control. So one is that a person realizes I am standing in front of Allah. The second is Allah is watching me all the time. Then even better, if you learn the meanings and try and concentrate briefly on the meanings, these are all khushu. The fourth point we learn, very very important point, is that to attain a perfect namaz, now a person should realize that as I progress in my namaz is weak. I need to improve it all the time. And now when you realize how beneficial namaz is, what a great gift it is, now see that you present yourself with all the proper etiquettes. Make your istinja properly. Your clothing should be properly. Enter the masjid all that properly. You're going in the royal court of Allah. You're not just going for an ordinary appointment. So your person should attend it properly. And all this is that a person now when you perform salah, you should be knowing what is faraz, what is wajib, what is sunnat, what is mustahab, and just be concentrating with the heart that now I'm doing a faraz. This is actual concentration. It's nothing beyond any person that some people make you understand that namaz, you must be in your meditation, you mustn't know what's happening. It's not all that. It's a simple thing which any person can achieve with a little effort. So when a person realizes this, but this has to be what? The heart. That is, your heart must be present. That I am now in a faraz act. I am in a mustahab act. I am in a... And as we have learned, just one mustahab act of namaz, that is controlling the gazes in namaz, how it will help you out of namaz. Then how much a faraz will help you? How much an edge? And that is what we have learned, that namaz will correct our whole deen. And when deen comes right, our dunya will come right. When deen and dunya is right, our akhirat is made. But today we want to put the cart before the horse. We first want to correct our dunya. Only sir, when my business is running right, when I just finish that appointment, then you'll see me pardon for namaz. It won't work like that. Your whole life will go. Like many rich people, they think that I just have to finish this deal, then I'll go for Hajj. Hajjis are gone and back, his deal is still not done. If he went, he'll see. He will go, he'll get barakat, he'll come back, 10 other deals will get done. So exactly the same with our salah. Put our cart in, put the horse in front of the cart and then see. But for this, very important, a person has to do a course of zikrullah. And zikrullah also under the guidance of a sheikh, who will teach us how to make zikr, how much zikr to make, how to take Allah Ta'ala's name. And that is what Allah Akbar Mawlana Rum Rahmatullah Alayhi said so beautifully, yad zamana basohbati awliya, better as such salah ta'at beriyas. One moment in the company of the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is better than 100 years of ibadat with ikhlas. One great mufti, Mufti Shafi sahab rahmatullah ali, very great mufti of his time. He was the khalifa of Hazrat Hakim ul Ummat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah ali. So he was walking with the sheikh one day after Fajr. So the thought was in his mind, he said, Hazrat, and how beautifully he put it. He didn't say, Hazrat, this poem didn't make sense. He said, Hazrat, I don't understand this poem. So immediately Hazrat made out, the same Mufti Saab, that you thinking this poet is exaggerated. That where's 1 minute and 100 years ikhlas ibadat? Where can you compare them? Then Hazrat Hakimul Ummat, and this is the Hakim. That is those people who Allah has given them wisdom. They know reality. Hazrat said the poet is understated. It's supposed to be better as laksala ta'at beriyah. It's better than 100,000 years of ibadat without salah. And then Hazrat explained that you'll see sometimes you're sitting in a bayan of a pious person, in a moment that a thought or a thing will touch your heart, that will change your whole life. And as we learned, that incident Hazrat explained, a man in Jamaat for so many years, he just sat in Hazrat's bayan, one nikah bayan. and he just heard how to control his eyes in namaz. After that he phoned back after 2 months and he said, Hazrat, I made second nikah, I couldn't control my eyes. But that one moment I heard that point in your bayan, and now I'm controlling my eyes. It's, everything is under control. Now out of namaz I'm controlling my eyes. So see that one moment, how it will change your life. Allahu Akbar. Like ulama explained, Hazrat Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam used to look after his niece Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam. She was, Hazrat Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam was her paternal uncle. So when he went into her special room, Allah Ta'ala accepted her for his ibadat. Then he found a fruit out of season. So he said, Ya Maryam, anna laki hadha? That where you got this? Qalat huwa min indillah. He said, in that time wasn't export time, export zamana or refrigeration, that you can export fruit from a different country in a freezer. She said, this is from Allah. Immediately, that split moment, she was a pious lady, he was in, immediately the thought came, if Allah can give her fruit out of season, me I'm out of season to get children, I'm old, I'm an old man, my wife is also old, but Allah Ta'ala's Qudrat is beyond everything. And he made dua that, oh Allah, grant me a child, and Allah granted him a child. But here another important point to realize, that normally the younger people learn from the eldest. Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam took inspiration from his niece, a younger one. Sometimes it happened, but Hazrat explains the important point here to realize that the young ones should not think that I taught my elders. It was in the mind of Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam. It is in their mind, but for that moment it wasn't present. When they saw that, that presence came and they took the opportunity. And this is very important. That certain occasions are important. Certain moments are important. If you benefit from that occasion, your life will be made. Like now the month of Ramadan Sharif, an important occasion and special moments for du'as, special times to make zikr, to make tilawat. If you take benefit, you'll get a great deal in your life. And if you are unmindful, you lose tremendously. So this is also important. And thus also we see that today the world, as Hazrat is teaching us, the world is a shaitan and all his allies are trying to turn our attention away from deen, away from Allah. And what they are doing it? Stressing the importance of materialism, having things, enjoyment of life. And for this you need dunya's education, the secular education. And for this they putting and pushing down our minds and our hearts the importance of secular education, that so much that even ulama, sufis, jamaat people, everybody will say, but no, the secular schools are very important. You don't send your children to school, what's going to happen to them? And in reality, what is there actually happening? We are getting disconnected from deen, from our ulama. And we are, where we are landing up, today we are landing up in a big web, and we can't come out of it. And what is the reality of this? That Akbar Allahabadi, a judge in the time of the British, he also outwardly had a high degree as far as secular education is concerned, as far as the dunyavi knowledge is concerned. But when he came to the company of a pious servant, and he sat in his company, that also, that one moment that touched his heart, then he said such beautiful poems, one of it that is worth writing in gold. And not just writing in gold and like putting frames on our wall. Hazrat says we just imitate the West, we put Islamic frames. No, the frames are to take a lesson. Not just to put it there and just decorate your house. If you put Ayatul Kursi, read Ayatul Kursi. Otherwise don't put it on the wall. There's no need for that. There's no sunnah to put it on the wall. So anyway, here also he said so beautifully, Na kitabo se, na wazo se, nazar se peda. Deen hotai buzurgo ki nazar se peda. That the deen, which is actual our success. Our success is not in dunya. It's not in dunya's education. Our success is where Allah Ta'ala says, Hayya ala salah, hayya ala falah. Come to salah and come to success. In other words, learn what is salah. Salah will teach you your whole deen. And then that is where your success. In dunya also you will be successful. Which school is the sahaba radiallahu anhum? Forget sahaba, we'll say that time there was no schools. Hazrat Mufti Mahmud Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi, what a great faqih of his time. Mufti of the time. He didn't see a door of a school. So we see that our elders were successful without that type of corruption. We also should understand and realize this. So he also said that deen, the reality of deen, you won't just get it from kitab. Even today, going to a darloom, just like how your one brother is going to become a doctor as a profession, other brother is become a lawyer, you'll say, I'll become an alim, that's my profession. No, you don't go to darloom as a profession. You go to learn to recognize Allah. That Allah Ta'ala is my creator. What Allah wants from me. How to lead my life. Make your niyat correct. So he says, if you just go just to get knowledge of deen, that information you'll get. But deen you won't get. Because deen is not just in the kitabs. Kitabs you'll get all the different masail. And we see many of us, but useless person like myself, ulama, you do the cause, everything. But you still not paban with your namaz. You still not, as our Hazrat says, how Hazrat is teaching us one point of namaz. That as ulama also, our namaz is not correct. But you learned it in the kitabs. So kitabs won't bring deen in your life. And also not just listening to lectures. Today we got a whole storage of lectures. How many gigs of lectures. But how much do we listen to it? How much is it in us? And also not just giving charity. Today also very easy. Allah has given affluence to the ummah. That you can send a check to Palestine here every day. But that is not, that's a good thing, no problem. But that won't bring deen in your life. For a person to give a check, 100,000, a million rand check also is easy. But tell him to leave out one sin in his life, that is very difficult. Tell him to control his eyes, where that is for us. And this is nafal. So to do nafal, shaitan makes it feel very easy for you. But that's an upside down way of deen. The right way of deen we'll get from, like the importance of the makatib, the ulama, and the ulama-i rabbaniyin, those who are connected to Allah. So that is what he said. Deen peda hota hai buzurgo ki nazar se. When you come in the company of the pious servants of Allah, and what your heart focus to them, just their one gaze will turn your heart. And when you sit with the correct intention, then see, your deen will come right, your dunya will come right. And then you will realize that like a person, he's sick, he goes to a doctor, and the doctor gives him butter medicine. But after that, he takes it, but after 2-3 months, he's feeling better. How he praises that doctor. And how much money he paid for all the appointments and that for medicine. But he's telling everybody of this doctor. Yeah, Allah Ta'ala gave us spiritual doctors. And they giving us the reality of deen. Teaching us our salah, which is direct connection with Allah Ta'ala and free of charge. And this is not a bitter medicine. When you know the importance of namaz, what a ni'mat it is, then you'll realize namaz is delicious. Which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Qurratu aini fi salah. The enjoyment of my life is in salah. I enjoy performing salah. And thus if we just do little practice, you'll see how enjoyable is salah. Then how you will praise your Shaykh. Then people will understand, those who don't understand, that you say you praise your Shaykh, hero worship. What they gave you, the whole world cannot give you. They gave you connection with Allah. Doctor just gave you some. And that is not his medicine that he made up. And it's not his, it's Allah Ta'ala put that shifa. Yeah, also Allah Ta'ala's hand is behind. But these are the friends of Allah. Allah's rahmat is directly on them. Then you'll appreciate and talk about your Shaykh, talk about your asatiza, etc. So these important points we have to keep in mind. The importance of salah, what a great ni'mat it is. Then khushu, concentration in namaz, just to know that I'm standing in front of Allah, Allah is watching me, etc. Then when you realize that the greatness of namaz, now present yourself with proper etiquette, etc., proper adab. Now you come to the starting of namaz. So the next sabak we start with is niyat, takbir, tahreema and qiyam. That now when you come for namaz, you must come with an intention. And as our Hazrat says, that today we are living our life with no intention. Intention is the foundation of a building. If any building you put up outwardly very beautiful, but no foundation, or just a weak foundation, how long is that building going to stand? One wind comes and that building is blown away. So exactly the same, our niyat of life, why are we loving? Allah didn't send us here, apasibtum annama khalaqnakum abasa, that Allah says, you think I created you in vain. Go in pastime, go and do sports, go and do business, get involved in politics, of the kuffar, etc., and just pass your life. No, Allah send us here for a great purpose. Liya'rifun, liya'budun, to recognize Allah. And the recognition of Allah to be the slave of Allah, the abdiyat of Allah. So every morning when I get up, that, oh Allah, that my object and purpose of life is only you, O Allah. And to meet you, I need to prepare for akhirat. So my niyat of life daily is that maqsad tuhi, that my object of life is only you, Allah, and your pleasure, to gain your pleasure and to prepare for this, for akhirat, to meet you there, O Allah. And for that you make intention that, O Allah, I'll try my best to obey all your commands and stay away from all those things you made haram to the best of my ability. A person just makes that niyat, although you're weak, you can't do it perfect, but you'll get the sawab already. Like Hazrat taught us so beautifully. When you come and start salah, just have this niyat, iman, this is the command of Allah. I'm not just performing namaz just because others, my father said, just no. It is Allah's command, and I'm the slave of Allah. So I should be fulfilling my responsibility as a slave. And not only that, a slave doesn't deserve anything. But Allah says, keep this in mind, istisaba, how I'm going to reward you, you can't imagine. Your one subhanallah out of namaz is the space between the skies and the earth. In namaz, what is that subhanallah? You can't imagine. So Allah Ta'ala is going to reward us abundantly. So this niyat, and niyat in the beginning, for a person to get used to this, you can say it with your tongue, but niyat is actually the condition of the heart. Like a person learns to drive, in the beginning he's rattling all the rules of the road. Even while he's driving, he'll tell his father, oh, that's a yield sign, it means this, it means that. But once he knows how to drive, he even forgot the name of that sign. He knows how to use that sign, but he forgot what's the name of that sign. He knows he must pause there, but what is the name of that sign? I don't know. He forgot it's a yield sign. But no, I have to pause little. So exactly like that, niyat is a condition of the heart. And for this, as we have learned, that cause of zikrullah, to get your heart attention, focus. And that is it. When you come into the masjid, you'll realize I must enter with the right foot. Read the dua. Open, ask Allah to open the doors of rahmat to me. Now, Allah Akbar. So, Hazrat, so here, Sufi Iqbal Sahib is mentioning this bayan of Shah Ahmad Shaheed Rahmatullah Ali. What a great bayan. He said, abad uske muk taraf kaaba ke khara hokar kare. That after all this, what we have mentioned, that the importance of salah and all these 4 points, now turn your attention towards Kaaba Sharif, and you stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what is the secret of this? That you must face Kaaba Sharif. Allahu Akbar. Sir usme ye hai ke Kaaba naaf zameen hai aur tamam zameen usi se phailai gayi hai aur paidaish jism aadmi ki khaak se hai. The secret of this is that the focal point, the center point of the earth is the Kaaba Sharif. And today, the scientists also, geologists, all of them, with all their measurements, modern technology, they have measured from every angle and they realize that Kaaba Sharif is the center of the earth. And Allah Ta'ala made it such, the whole earth was first filled with water. Then where Kaaba Sharif is, Allah made one bubble come up. And from that bubble, then Allah Ta'ala brought earth and spread earth. So from there, Kaaba is like the navel of the earth, the central focal point of earth. So there earth started, sand started there. And a human is made from sand also. Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ سُلَالَةٍ مِنْ تِينَ. Allah says, we created you from clay and water mixed from mud. Think of your reality. And that is what we learn in Salah also, just practice daily. مِنَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ وَفِيَا نُعِيدُكُمْ وَمِنَا نُخْرِجُكُمْ تَارَةً أُخْرَى. When you're standing and in your life you think I'm very high, Allah says you'll have to go for sajda. When you go for sajda, think Allah made me from the sand, from the soil. Today we making sajda on carpets, very nice and soft. But we learn the hadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, on one occasion, Laylatul Qadr, where the roof of the masjid was leaking. And when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Sahabarinam, saw him, that his head was full of mud, full of soil. In that time we used to make it on the bare sand. Today we're making with luxury, so we don't think I'm made from soil. And I'm just in this world for a short while, and I'm going back to that soil. So our body is inclined to that earth, so Allah Ta'ala connected it. And not only that, Allahu Akbar, Allah Ta'ala has mentioned, Inna awwala bayti wudiya linnas lalladhi bibakkata mubarakan wa hudan lil alamin. The very first house and the first thing that Allah Ta'ala established on the earth to show us what is our purpose on this earth, to get connected to Allah, to get to recognize our Allah. So for that Allah Ta'ala made a focal point. Insan's nature is, if you focus to something, then you will do your work properly. But if you're not focused, you're looking around, you're flirting, you won't do your work. Your eyes are also moving around in namaz, you won't even realize you're in namaz. So to have focus in life, Allah made it so easy that Allah put His house to focus. And we are not worshipping the house of Allah. What is coming down there? Allahu Akbar. That special connection with Allah. Allah says the first house for worship, the first building we put on the face of the earth, Bayti Wudiya Linnas. We made for the people this house. Bibakka, in Makkah Sharif, the first, initially it used to be known as Bakka. Then with the barakat of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, etc.'s birth, it became known as Makkah Sharif. That house is full of blessings because Allah's special attention is on that house. So we are not focusing to a building, as people make objections that Muslims also, you are not idol worshippers, but you are worshipping this building. No, we worshipping our Allah. Allah's special rahmat is coming down. Allah's special mercy. That's why you see a Muslim, if the Kaaba is not in front of us now, we still perform salah. You in the air, the Kaaba, you above Kaaba, you still perform salah. You in the submarine, below the earth, you still perform salah. So we're not worshipping the Kaaba Sharif. We are focusing towards where Allah's special mercies are descending. Mubarak wa hudan lil alamin. That is the place of rahmat. And that is a place of hidayat for the whole world. And that is why Allah Ta'ala is calling us here, that for our hidayat, for our guidance, that every day you need more needs in your dunya, in your deen. So to guide you onto that right path, Allah brings us. And as it comes in the hadith of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Kaaba Sharif is the focal point, the place of hidayat, where Allah Ta'ala's rahmat descends, hidayat descends. From there it spreads to all the Kaaba's daughters, in other words, all the masajids of the world. It spreads to Medina Sharif, then to Baitul Maqaddas, and all the other masjids in the world. That is why we read the dua, Rabbi Khfilli Zunubi Waftahli Abwaba Rahmati. That Allah, forgive me all my sins, because that is going to block me from getting this rahmat. And thus we understand that why many a times we go right to Kaaba Sharif, which is the main focus of hidayat, but we go without a beard, we come back without a beard. Sometimes we go with beards and we see other people don't have beards, we also cut our beards. It's because our that Rabbi Khfilli Zunubi, that blockage of sins, we haven't taken off that raincoat of sins. So now we block the rahmat of Allah. We block it ourselves and we say we don't. And we say, what is ulama teaching us today? That you're not allowed to take snaps. You can't read namaz without your topi. You can't read namaz without bermudas or even without trousers. You got a long kurta, no problem. You have closed the doors of rahmat to yourself. So your mind have become clogged also. So we have to realize, that is why the company of the pious servants of Allah, then go to Kaaba Sharif and see. You won't see what people are doing, you'll able to see the nur of Kaaba Sharif. You'll able to focus towards Allah, that Allah put the nur of hidayat in the heart. And that is what we have to come in a masjid also. Don't see what other people are doing, how they are dressed, what they are doing. We have come to gain Allah's rahmat, to focus towards Allah Rabbul Izzat. As it is mentioned here, that our bodies should be focused to Kaaba Sharif, and realize from there we want to draw hidayat. And our bodies will get strength through Kaaba Sharif, the rahmat that is descending there, the hidayat that is descending there. But together with that, in namaz, not just your body must be here, but body and soul. Your soul is more important than your body. Your body has come from earth, so it will be focused towards a thing that is made from earth, the Kaaba Sharif. But your ruh, your asal, which where it's come from, that is where you have to focus your ruh. Jab zahir jism apne ko taraf iski asal جب ظاہر جسم اپنی کو طرف اس کی اثر کی متوجہ کیا باطن کو بھی یعنی روح کو طرف اس کی اثر کے یعنی حق تعالی جو پیدا کرنے والا ہے پیدا کرنے والا اس کا ہے متوجہ کیا چاہے. So when you have made your outward, your body, you have made it focused towards its origin, focused towards Kaaba Sharif, and that is also to draw Hidayah, to draw the mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now your soul, make that also focused towards its origin. And where your soul comes from, Allah ta'ala says, وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الرُّوحِ قُلِ الرُّوحُ مِنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّي. That they will ask you about the soul, and as our Hazrat explains today, people have researched and wrote books and books and books about the soul, but they still don't know the reality of the soul. Allah has given one word, Amri Rabbi. It says the command of Allah. The soul is Allah's command. You can't understand it. Realize, recognize your Creator. Then you'll know life, it comes from Allah. Yuhi wa yumit. It is Allah who gives me life. When Allah wants to take away my life, it's from Allah. So that is why a most stupid person is, especially youngsters today, people today say that it's my life, it's my money, it's my things, who must tell me what to do? I can drive you, that's the height of stupidity. Allah Ta'ala says, كَيْفَ تَكْفُرُونَ بِاللَّهِ. How can you be ungrateful to Allah? كَيْفَ تَكْفُرُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَكُنْتُمَ مَوَاتٍ. You were non-existent, you were not loving. فَأَحْيَاكُمْ. Who gave you this life? Allah gave you this life. If it was your life, then you could say, I don't want to die. Malakul Maut comes to you, say, no, it's my life. What you want to take my life for? It's not our life. It's a trust from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let us realize, Allah gave us this life, and what is the reality of the life? The reality of a person is his soul. As long as your soul is in you, then you'll be called with Muhammad, Ahmad, Malana. But the moment your soul is gone, then they say, the janaza of so and so. And this is the, so our reality is our soul. So for the soul to get that special current and that special, Allahu Akbar, that connection with Allah Ta'ala, that has to be spoken to its origin. And what is the origin of the soul? That is the Zaat of Allah Ta'ala. Focus towards the earth. So your heart has to be focused to Allah, your body has to be focused to Kaaba Sharif. So how beautiful Allah Ta'ala has made the Salah, that when you present yourself, you realize that now I'm coming, focusing towards the markaz, the central point of Hidayat, the central point of Rahmat. But where must this Rahmat come? It must give my outward body strength, but only I'll get strength if it comes into my soul. From my soul, then this body will get strength and I'll be moving in the right direction. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahu Akbar. Allah ta'ala has made it such that now a person focuses his soul towards Allah Rabbul Izzat, and this is how a person should be attentive in namaz. But let me and you think, do we even think of this point? I don't even think that I must be, my soul, my heart must be a focus towards Allah Rabbul Izzat. And that is why when we come into Salah, just ponder before that, where I'm going for? I'm going for a special meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not like our Hazrat says that today our Salah is that your wife want to go shopping and you also got some other work. So you tell her, okay, I'll drop you by that shop, but I'll go do my banking and then I'll go to and pay that merchant and then I'll come pick you up. So you do your work, she's busy with her work. So exactly the same, we tell our salah time, we tell our body that I'll leave you there, you read the namaz behind the imam, but my soul, I'll go to America now, I'll go and do that deal, then I'll go to China, then I'll go to watch the scores, what is the scores, and when the imam makes salam, I'll come pick you up again. So the body was there, the soul was somewhere else. So to have this attention, this focus, and for this it is very important to realize that a person needs this cause of zikrullah, to learn, to train the mind, to focus towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or hamesha, and not only that, Allah has been so kind, hamesha awqat panch namaz, bila shubha waqt, darbar, اور حضور کا جان کر حاجات اپنے عرض کرے. And now realize that why am I going 5 times a day regularly, daily, without doubt, on time. Allah Ta'ala has given me a royal order that, oh my banda, I love you so much that you must come meet me 5 times a day. Yeah, if you need one meeting with one counselor to get one meeting in a month, what a difficult task it is. And even if you put your needs to him, he'll tell you, I'll try, I can't promise you. Allah Ta'ala is not in need of us, Aliyazu Billah. Allah doesn't need us. Allah Ta'ala says, my Banda, that you come to the Darbar, to the royal court of Allah. You come to the highest court, the kings of kings, his court you come to. And what you have to come to, and realize that you are in the direct presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah's attention is upon you. And why must you come to me? Hajat apni arz kare. Come present your needs to me. I know you in need. Allah ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran Kareem, Ya ayyuha an-nas antumul fuqara ila Allah. That all people, all of you, individually and collectively, you're all, every split moment, you are totally in need of Allah ta'ala. So we have to realize we are sarafa muhtaj, totally in need. For my eyes to function, I need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now we think, oh, what Mawlana is saying, my eyes can see. Today we hear a person, Allahu Akbar, his eyes are well, his wife's eyes is well. The next moment his wife gets up in the morning, he says, I'm seeing you double, I'm seeing you blurred. What happened? All the doctors are trying to find out and do tests, they can't know. So it is only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we are registered beggars in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all the time, and not only Allah gave us our begging bowls, that yeah, just put your hands together, whatever you need, just beg from Allah ta'ala. Middle of the night also beg from Allah ta'ala, that oh Allah, keep me with afiyat, with salamat. Allah ta'ala, people are suffering in the world, make it easy for them. All the time. But special, Allah ta'ala says, come special and ask for your needs to me. And if people think, no, we'll make a joint organization, United Nations, gather all our resources together, all our capital, all our know-how, all our artillery, get all that together also. You can't be said that we're not in need of Allah. In a split moment, Allah will destroy all your resources. Everything will go haywire. You won't know what is happening. Your capital, all the capitalist system who made big noises. Forget the people of the past. Allah Ta'ala teaches us in the Quran Kareem. Quran is not a storybook. Allah says, Inna fi zalika al-ayat. Take lessons from the people of the past. What didn't they claim? Fir'aun said, Ana Rabbukumul A'la. I'm the Lord of the world. Which Lord you talking of? In a split moment, Allah drowned him in front of his own people. That same ocean that he was saying, that this moves through my name, the barakat of my name, I'm commanding that ocean to move. The Red Sea, Allah drowned him in that same sea. So we should realize that every split moment, we are totally in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah ta'ala's kindness, that Allah ta'ala has allowed us to be present in his court. Allah gave us a royal order, that you don't realize your benefit, your need. So not only Allah gave us an appointment, Allah gave us a command, come visit me. Allahu Akbar. How kind is Allah? How merciful is Allah? We can't imagine. A person should just be going with eagerness towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now Hazrat Parada says that ab bayan namaz ka aur maana alfaz ke misal par samjhe. Now just ponder, now when you're going to go and meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now think of this bayan, this whole discussion, and this whole meeting that's going to take place with the kings of kings, with Allah ta'ala. When you go just for an ordinary meeting with a minister, before time, how your mind is focused, how you pray, hey, we'll talk to him like this, we'll say this, you write down all your points, and you think of that meeting before time already. So you have to think, and I'm going in the presence of Allah, and think, Allah Akbar, the words I have to use, and Allah has been so kind. All of mankind put together, like you go to an important person and you want to praise him. Now you're thinking, you're asking your friends, even the state president himself doesn't know how to give his own speech. People have to write it for him. And yes, so everybody in the world, they need somebody to guide them how to say. You want to go to Sheikh, you ask a person more experienced, how should I tell Sheikh? What should I say? What words should I use? Allah Ta'ala, the whole world put together, could have asked what words to use, we wouldn't have known. Allah Ta'ala, we could have never get connected to Allah. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. That is why Allah called Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to his arsh. Allah gave practical namaz to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Go and teach my banda. They want to come into my court, how to address me? A king and an important person, he wants lot of titles behind his name. Then he gets happy. But the friends of Allah, they don't worry of these titles. Because the more you get connected to Allah, the more you realize I'm absolutely nothing. And Allah has made our deen easy. Ad-deenu yusrun. Deen is very simple. Otherwise a person think, now I have to address Allah. What words I have to use? You can't imagine, and the whole world put together won't know words of praises to Allah. But Allah has made it so simple, so easy. One subhanallah and what praises of Allah. One Allahu Akbar and what praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So just think of these meanings. For example, مثلاً جب وقت کوئی بندہ قط مناجات اور عرض حاجات کا دل میں مقرر کر کے حاضر دربار خاص کا ہو اور نہایت تعظیم اور عقیدہ درست اور نیت خالص سے روبرو اس بادشاہ عالی جا کے کھرا ہو کر اور رخ التفات کا اور طرف سے ہٹا کر کہے اللہ اکبر اللہ بہت بڑا ہے. For example, now a person, he has intended now to go and have the secret meeting of Allah. And not only Allah Akbar, an open meeting. Each one is here in Jamaat, it's like an open meeting. But everybody, when you go in ruku, what Allah Ta'ala allows you to say? Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. My Rabb. Allah is everybody's Rabb, but I'm having a personal meeting with Allah. Everybody wants a personal meeting with the Shaykh, with a great person. Allah says, I'm giving you your personal meeting. And Allah knows personal attention. And Allah won't tell somebody else about what you spoke to Allah Ta'ala. So a person realizes that now when I'm going to have this personal secret meeting to Allah, and in my heart I have fixed what I have to ask from Allah, my needs from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I am hazir e darbar khas, and now I have got that opportunity to be present in the very, very special court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah ta'ala special attention of me, and realize the extreme greatness of Allah, how great, how magnificent is Allah. Allah is Malikul Mulk, the king of all kings, and not just a king, not just a president, Allah is the owner, Allah is the creator, Allah is Khalaqi Azim, and now Allah Ta'ala has given us this, and very important, Aqeedah Durust, have our beliefs should be correct, not we imagine and Allah, we imagine like we want to try and imagine Allah like a human being, never ever imagine it. Allah, know Allah how Allah is. Allah is wahdahu la sharika la. Allah, there is nobody to match Allah in His being and in His sifat, in His qualities also. That is why we have to learn our aqidah from the ulama-i rabbaniyin, from those ulama who have learned from their elders and who have been taught by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us who Allah is, that is the beliefs we have to have in our heart. So our beliefs have to be extremely correct and know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and what a total sincere intention, that not for anything else, so much so that now I'm in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this very great king, Bacha Ali Jan, that I'm in his presence, so I must turn my attention from everything else away and focus totally to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sincerity. Sincerity to such an extent that I don't want anything, I only want my Allah. I only want Allah. I don't even want anything of this world. I don't even want anything of the year after. I don't want anybody. Because agar tu ek mera to har shay meri. Asma mera zami meri. If Allah is mine, the whole world is mine. If Allah is not mine, I can be a trillionaire. I won't able to eat one morsel of food. I won't able to take air properly. So what is sincerity? And thus, as our Hazrat teaches us, without a cause of zikrullah, a person realizes 100% I'm in the royal court of Allah. Allah's special attention is to me. So you also turn your attention only to Allah Ta'ala. If you got a special meeting with a great minister and your cell phone is still on, and now you're still watching the cell phone, or somebody else walking past and you're greeting them, he'll say, watch it, rather get out from here, I don't need. So Allah doesn't need us, but Allah still allows us. Allah could have kicked us out immediately, but Allah still allows us. No, my banda will realize. And Allah gives us time till maut. So why should we be wasting this great opportunities? So when you realize this, you turn all your attention totally away from everything, and you say, Allahu Akbar, who I'm standing in front of, who I'm standing? Allah, who is the greatest, not the greatest, there is nobody great besides Allah. Allah is only the greatest. This reality, and as our Hazrat says, myself first of all, how many times we say Allahu Akbar in a day, and it isn't the vapor that will start my heart. So to get this reality that now when you say Allahu Akbar, you lift your hands, you surrender totally. Like a soldier surrenders, he says, I give up, hands up, you surrender in front of Allah, I'm absolutely useless. And I don't want nothing, both the words I surrender. I only want Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding to realize this reality and make dua that Allah give us a reality and bring us close to Him, inshallah. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, subhanallah.